And let's talk about Roy, R-O-Y, Middleton. M-I-D-D-L-E-T-O-N. Patient, let's see, date of birth is 7/20/59. Today's date is 3, let's put 3/3 on it, or 3/2. And then let's put down, patient was seen for a face-to-face evaluation today, period. This face-to-face will be shared with hospice medical director, period. Patient is in his third benefit period extending from 3/12/26 to 4/30/2026. Roy is a 66-year-old gentleman from Eagle Lake, Texas, who is currently on hospice with history of atherosclerotic heart disease, COPD, pulmonary hypertension, atrial enlargement, unstable angina, hepatitis C, chronic pain, hypertension, other comorbidities includes DJD. Patient has had numerous hospitalizations for chest pain, coronary artery disease, shortness of breath. Patient requires nitroglycerin almost on daily to weekly basis. He also has evidence of pulmonary fibrosis on both chest x-rays with cardiomegaly. He has a long-standing history of tobacco abuse. He requires help with all ADL. KPPPS is at 40%. He has lost weight. He has bowel and bladder incontinence. His blood pressure is elevated today at 130/105 related to his pain. He states his O2-sat is at 96%, pulse of 80. His MAC is at 27 centimeter. Patient has lost weight, has protein, calorie, malnutrition. Patient requires the help of a cane to ambulate. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Remains hospice appropriate. Thank you. Let's see if there's anything else I want to say. Oh, he also has a history of weight loss consistent with cardiac cachexia. Put that in there. Thank you. It's good. Thank you.